Earlier this month, the Navy announced plans to build a $1.6 billion facility in Idaho to handle fuel waste from the nation's nuclear-powered submarines and aircraft carriers over the next 40 years. The new structure will be built on the Idaho National Laboratory site, about 50 miles from Idaho Falls. Keith Ridler with the Associated Press has been following this story and sat down with our Frankie Barnhill, who began by asking him why the Navy wants to build this new facility.
It wants to build the facility because it needs a new one to maintain its nuclear fleet out in the ocean. They have a new type of storage container for the spent nuclear fuel coming from those ships. It's larger. The Navy says it needs a new facility out there to handle these larger containers. And so they want to, you know, build this $1.6 billion facility to do that.
Now, there's a 1995 settlement agreement that you know a lot about. It was led by Governor Phil Batt with the Department of Energy and the Navy, and it stipulated how many shipments of spent fuel the state would allow and from which agencies. So how has that agreement gone in the last several years, if you can kind of give us a look back? And does the state have any concerns over the Navy building this new facility with the settlement agreements in mind?
The state doesn't have concerns over the Navy part of this. In fact, the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality is for the new facility. Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin is for the new facility as well. The Navy is not in violation of the 1995 agreement. The Department of Energy is on some other aspects out at their 890-square-mile site, and that's what has caused some problems for the Idaho National Laboratory.
Have we heard from anybody who's, seeing this new facility as a sign that more waste is going to come in, and that in and of itself is a problem?
The Snake River Alliance is the kind of nuclear watchdog group, and their main concern with the Navy facility is that spent nuclear fuel will remain out at that INL site past 2035. But otherwise, they want it handled safely as well.
So is the understanding that any new fuel that would arrive in Idaho at this new facility is within the allotted amount that was given to the Navy under that agreement?
Well, that's a 2008 addendum that deals with that. So after 2035, all the spent fuel is supposed to be out of there and no more can come in, except for the Navy. The Navy right now has 32 metric tons out there. After 2035, they can continue to bring in spent nuclear fuel, but they're limited to only keeping 9 metric tons out there. And this facility is going to last for 2060, so obviously for decades they'll have spent nuclear fuel out at that site.
And obviously a $1.6 billion facility, it doesn't come out of nowhere, so there's been a long process leading up to that.
So this first came up in 2010. They put a notice in the Federal Register that was amended in 2012. They downscaled it a bit because of budget concerns. In June 2015, they came out with their draft EIS. There was a big public comment period. There were public meetings. And then in September of this year, they came out with their final EIS, which picked the new facility as their preferred alternative. Keeping the old facility or refurbishing the existing one didn't work for them. And then just earlier this month, they announced their record of decision to build the new facility.
And what does this new facility mean for the economy around Idaho Falls and the INL? Do we know about jobs that might be created?
360 jobs will be created on site. The site preparation is going to begin next year. Construction starting in 2019. It's supposed to be operating in 2024. So yeah, a big part of that $1.6 billion is going to go for wages for people.
You know, with the Trump administration coming in, we've heard a little bit from him about his views about nuclear power. And could that mean anything for the INL and for where fuel goes?
The Western Governors Association just came out with a policy statement earlier this month. Governor Otter, of course, is a member of that. He's an active member. And their statement is that if any of this spent nuclear fuel is put into an interim storage, that the governor of the state has to approve it. And of course, Trump is famous for saying he likes to renegotiate contracts, so who knows if you look at that 1995 contract. And there's also some talk about Yucca Mountain in Nevada. That was taken off the list of being a possible repository, but now with Trump becoming the president and Democratic Senator Harry Reid in Nevada retiring, powerful senator, things could change there. So there's all kinds of speculation going. All we know for sure is that there's a lot of nuclear waste out there looking for someplace to go.
That's Keith Ridler with the Associated Press talking with our Frankie Barnhill.